Bonjour, Renaud. Is the sky falling in Montreal as well here?
Well, I'm right now in Ottawa because the Canadiens are playing Ottawa tonight. But listen, it's tough right now. Let's be honest. There's a lot of people wondering if Claude Julien is going to, survive what's going on right now with his team. So we'll see how it's going to turn out. But why people are talking maybe a little more about a coaching change, I think is in a way understandable because the goals of this team this year is not only to make the playoffs, like Paul Julien said and Marc Bergevin said before the start of the season, it was to do some damages. And as of right now, since the last 3 weeks, the Canes are their worst enemy. So we'll see how it's going to turn out. I don't believe that Claude Julien will lose his job, to be honest with you. I believe that the Canadiens are going to play a great game tonight in Ottawa. It's just a question right now of finding a way of win games. And they're like I mentioned earlier, they're their worst enemy right now, and that's the biggest problem.
Renaud, it's shocking for people here listening to you because our memories of the Montreal Canadiens are kind of nightmares because they did everything against the Vancouver Canucks. Where did they lose the plot here? Where did it go wrong for them to actually even have these rumors and/or conversations?
You know what? The big problem with this team, which is unique, is they're playing really well on the road, but they're not good at home. They only have 3 wins at home. They lost their last 4 games at home. And that's exactly where it started. They lost a game versus the Calgary Flames on a Saturday night. They couldn't score a goal. And after that, it was the beginning of a long slide, I should say. Even if they won the next game versus the Flames, it didn't matter. After that, it was really complicated. Couldn't win versus the Ottawa Senators at home. They struggled to beat the Senators on the road after that on a Saturday afternoon. And since then, it's not the same team. And Shea Weber, I mean, the way he put it yesterday was just great. He said, there's too many negative energy around us and inside the dressing room, obviously, with the number of loss in the last few weeks and the way the team is playing. So they need to find a way. Claude Julien said, you know what, we need to approach tonight's game with a better attitude. That's exactly it. It's a mental thing, to be honest with you. It's not because that team is suddenly a bad team. It's only mental. All the mental mistakes that they're making, it's not because Josh Anderson is giving away the puck in overtime that Josh Anderson is not a good player. He just had a bad moment because I guess he was in a bad spot.
Renaud Lavoie with us here on Sportsnet 650. Some people would argue when you look at with Montreal up front, you've got a lot of guys who can score, but there's not necessarily an alpha dog, that sort of franchise
Exactly.
cornerstone offensive guy. Do you believe that that's a problematic area? I always thought that looking at that roster, it would be, hey, you know what? There'll be somebody who can pick up the scoring if somebody goes cold, but maybe it hasn't exactly been the case the last week or so. But Renaud, how do you view that?
Well, you know what? You're right. Okay. But that being said, I believe that they have 3 good lines. The problem is, and this is made the biggest problem, I think, of that team. If you look at the center line, I mean, there's not a lot of players with tons of experience at the exception of Philippe Deneau. You have players that are starting in the NHL or they're their second year. Jesper Kotkaniemi, it's his 3rd year in the NHL. But he's only 20. So, I mean, and that for me is the bigger issue. It's offensively for your centerman is probably the captain of the line, right? He's going to dictate the way the line is playing. And in the case of Jesper Kotkaniemi right now, he had a great start, but his game is fading away. Why? Game is fading away because it's really tight out there right now. Teams knows that if you're around him, he can't. It's really tough for him to do plays. He's got to cut. I know it's going to be hard to hear or hard, but I don't want to be too harsh here. But he's got a kind of a tunnel vision when the game is tighter. So He needs to play the right way. He needs to find his groove, no doubt about that. But if your third line is not working because your centerman is having big issues right now, that for me is the biggest problem of that team. Because yes, they're supposed to have three good lines. In reality, they have two, and they have a good fourth line. That's something that Marc Bergevin at one point will have to correct. He will have to get another centerman. Obviously, this year is complicated. You trade for a player in the U.S., you know how it is. He's going to miss 2 weeks because of quarantine. You're going to ask him to play for two games when he's going in the first week when he's going to come back. It's going to be like Pierre-Luc Dubois. He's going to blow his groin, and he'll be out for another 7 days to 7 to 10 days. So. Yeah. It's really complicated, so that's why I don't believe that help is coming soon.
Do you think part of it is expectations? I mean, before the season starts, everybody thinks their local hockey club is maybe the best. They're going to win the North. They're going to compete. Everyone kind of took the wait and see with the Canadians, so many changes. But if and when they get some chemistry, they'll be great. They came out of the gate so good, Renaud. Is that part of it, that all of a sudden it was, all right, Stanley Cup or bust? Here we go, 1993.
Listen, you're right in a way. They like the team. I think the biggest what's really hurting them right now is their start, because I think I mentioned it a few times before the start of the season that I was a little scared with the start of the Montreal Canadiens season, because they were first of all playing on the road, but not only that, they had only, like everybody else, only 8 days of training camps on the ice. That's not enough. And I imagine that before, that team gelled together, it will probably take at least 2 to 3 weeks. It took only 5 minutes. But that's the problem. So suddenly, first of all, you're putting your standards really high. Second of all, the way you start from the get-go it's just unbelievable. And after that, when things are getting a little tighter on the ice, you don't react the right way. That's what it is. And now they're trying to find a way to get back to where they were a month ago. That's not a month ago is gone. Nobody's playing like a month ago in the NHL. Before, it was a freestyle type of hockey. I at one point I was at the Bell Center. I was with one of my colleague, and I said, "It looks like a junior hockey game. Nobody's touching anybody. Everybody's just skating around, do their things. That's not the NHL, and that's not today's NHL." Mm-hmm. So they need to forget about the past. They need to find a new way to win games. That's what it is. And in my mind, they need to be more physical. They need to be more involved. That's what they did in Toronto, not this Saturday, but last Saturday. They did that in Toronto, and they finally find a way to win that game. I think that's the way the Montreal Canadiens are going to be successful, is to be really tough to play against. And as of right now, it's not.
Well, Renaud, if you want to share with a lot of people in the province of Quebec and the Habs fans, if they would prefer to have the Vancouver Canucks roster right now, I'm sure Vancouver Canucks fans would happily take this Montreal Canadiens squad over right now.
You know
at
what?
At least this season, anyway.
Yeah, you know what? There's issues everywhere, right?
And
it doesn't mean that the Canucks are not going to make the playoffs, by the way, because suddenly they have to take advantage of what's in front of them. And I think there's still a lot of hockey to be played. By the way, a month ago, everybody was saying that, or 2 weeks ago, everybody was saying that it was a done deal, that Montreal will be a playoff team. It's impossible to say right now. Same as Vancouver, maybe 2 weeks ago, everybody was saying they're gone. They play too much game and they're not going to make the playoffs probably, but there's still some time. And if they start winning games, you never know. You need a spark. That's what you need. You need to find a way. And the Canucks they're not as bad as the standing is showing right now.
No, I mean they're playing. They're you know what, they played much better the last couple of weeks. They just haven't had the results to show for it. Reno, always a pleasure. You behave.
Thanks,
in you behave in Ottawa, all right?
No problem. I will. I promise. Okay. Thank you, guys.